You're listening to a Better Mousetrap podcast, a joint production with Far From TV. Today's podcast is a bit longer because I got to speak with a few startups who have come to New York from Australia. They're here as members of the FD Global Connect program. I'll let that program's founder, Trina Blair, tell us about her program, and then we'll get to the startups. So thank you so much for joining us. Please introduce yourself and tell us about your company.
Hi, Marcus. Thanks very much for having me on your podcast. My name is Trina Blair, and I am the founder CEO of FD Global Connections. I'm an Australian-based company, and I work with Australian businesses from startups through to SMEs, through to mid-sized companies, to prepare them for the US market, and I launch them here in the US.
Niranjan Deodar, founder of Open Orbit. And thank you so much for joining us. Please introduce yourself and tell us about your company.
Hello, pleased to be here. Niranjan Deodar, founder of Open Orbit.
And what does Open Orbit do?
We provide software that mimics a consultant. Enterprises spend $100 billion or more globally on driving business improvement projects. I have been a consultant. I know for sure our projects take too long and cost too much. So we provide algorithmic technology with which business users in an enterprise are guided to ask themselves the right questions to solve their problems themselves and reduce the need for expensive external experts.
Well, okay. How do you do this? I can understand that one could codify a group of questions that algorithmically, but in terms of recommending answers, recommendations based on the answers that you receive, how do you address that?
Yeah, that's a great question. So the way we have designed the system, look at it this way, it helps you think like a doctor. Now, a doctor thinks of symptoms, causes, and remedies. Now, we, as problem solvers, we often think like that. We just don't use the words consciously. So what our algorithmic technology does is help you frame a problem in a particular way and then say, look, if that's the case, have you checked for these symptoms? If these are the dials running red for you, have you looked under these rocks for causes? And if these are the problems you found, have you tried these remedies? And it basically speeds up the hypothesis forming and validation for any business process problem. The algorithm doesn't take meaning of life questions, but it can solve for business process problems like a business improvement consultant would. But it basically helps the natural owner of the problem, which is usually the business person running the business, to think like the consultant would and ask themselves the right questions and come up with the answer themselves and reduce the need for those external experts. We have found that this reduces the time and cost of transformation projects by more than 50%. Which is a huge jump on in terms of transformation costs.
Over what period of time would a company work with your platform?
So I'll cite an example from one of our customers, a global bank. They did some work on optimizing their mortgage process, I should say, as an example. And they did the analysis on what was wrong and what needed to be done about it. In about 3 weeks' time, they found exactly where they needed to make the changes. And after that, the sponsor stepped back and said, look, we would have easily taken 4 months to do that if we hadn't had this power tool speeding up our thinking. So think of it as 4 months of analysis paralysis getting collapsed into 3 weeks, and you can then get on with making the changes that you should be making.
And is there an iterative element to your project, or versus just being given a single answer when we hope that really addresses what was the underlying cause?
Oh, look, great question. You should be an algorithm designer as well. There are two iterations, right? So one is, as you use the algorithm, it becomes sharper and better and learns and becomes better and better at making you the next recommendation. The other thing is, even within a project, it's actually helping you iterate because it's so fast and cost-effective to come up with a hypothesis. Even if you were to try something and then realize actually you are invalidating it and have to do something more, you do it within hours and days instead of weeks and months. So there are iterations happening within a project, and then the algorithm itself is getting better so that your next project is better.
Interesting. Very interesting. And what stage is your company? Are you you're earning revenue? Do you have multiple customers?
We have multiple customers. We'd like more. But yes, we are earning revenue. It's a team of 10, revenue funded. We are here looking for more customers in the biggest market in the world. Looking for chief operating officers or transformation heads or innovation heads in major banks, insurance companies, telcos. Basically, any industry that is heavy on business process, that's where we could add value. As I said, the algorithm doesn't know everything. Meaning of life would be difficult, but within business processes also, some processes are different than others. So we know more about the processes in these industries, for example, than in some other industries. So we're focusing on that.
And what industries are those in which you feel you're the best fit right now?
Banking, insurance, insurance broking, wealth management, telecommunications, utilities. So I know that's a long list, but basically the common feature is there's a lot of value locked in business processes for these industries. For example, by contrast, the biggest value in a pharmaceutical is in the design of their drugs. The biggest value in a construction company is how fast they can build the bridge. Very different domain, right? I can't walk up to a construction company and say, we can help you build the bridge faster, but I can go to a bank and credibly say, we can help you draw down the loan faster. So we stick to our knitting that way.
Great. And what are the milestones that you hope to achieve by coming to the US?
Well, we've had success in Australia and India. We have users across other countries as well, Philippines, UK. I'd love to expand our presence in the US market, specifically the East Coast banking market, biggest in the world. And also, I think there is a lot of value still to be unlocked. See, at the end of the day, what we are doing is making people in the business better problem solvers. And that's actually a human impact on people who are locked into thankless work, right? Repetitive thankless work. Someone else is supposed to improve it. I'm just here to do what I'm told. That's actually what we are challenging and saying, no, you can actually be part of the solution. Here's some technical guide rails for you to solve your problems on your own. Treat the consultant or the expert as a doctor would. You don't call in a doctor to live with you for 3 weeks, give you a spiral-bound report. So why do that with a consultant? Go to them with a formulated problem. Maybe you need to take a bit of mentoring from them, like you would go to see a doctor with an X-ray or a blood report. And then own your problem and get towards the solution. Now, that's very empowering for corporate staff who have traditionally been stuck in just do as you're told kind of roles. And that's what we want to unlock, and that's relevant globally, so why wouldn't you do it in the biggest market as well?
Makes sense to me. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you for having me. My pleasure.